Join me in this studio now to talk to us all about Community Law Mediation Week. We have CEO Rose Wall. Good morning, Rose, and thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, Carl.
So, Community Law Mediation, can you give us a bit of a background to it?
Sure. So Community Law Mediation was set up in 1975 as the first independent community-based law centre in Ireland. Today we support over 3,000 people every year through a range of services which include free mediation and conflict coaching, legal advice and representation, and information and education. We have two law centres, one here in Coolock in North Dublin and the other in Limerick. And apart from our service work, we also work in the area of law reform and in trying to safeguard rights already enshrined in law in areas such as education, housing, disability rights, social protection, employment and equality.
And how long has this been going on for?
As I said, we were set up in 1975. We set up our law centre in Limerick in 2012. So we've been around some time.
And you have the room down below how long now?
I think we're here since the building opened in 2004. And we operate a number of services out of our offices, as I said. We have a free legal advice and representation service, and you can access that through our Thursday evening clinics. So that's a drop-in clinic every Thursday from 6 to 7.30, and it provides advice in all areas of law. But we also here, and that's why I'm here today, is to talk about the mediation service. So this is Mediation Awareness Week this week, and really the idea is to promote mediation as an alternative to resolving disputes rather than going to court. So we provide a mediation and conflict coaching service to the community in the areas of family mediation, so parental mediation and wider family mediation, neighbourhood or community disputes, and employment disputes. So that means if you have a dispute with your sister, your partner, your ex-partner, your neighbour, your colleague, it's something that we can help resolve.
And you were saying there it's Community Law and Mediation Week. And is this only this year it's happened, or has it happened before?
So it's Mediation Awareness Week, and it's been going on for a number of years now. So as part of it, I'm obviously here today to talk about the mediation service, but we're also running a number of talks, one in the Child and Family Centre in Limerick and one in Athlone, just to tell people about essentially what mediation is and how CLM can help. So I suppose just to say a little bit about it, mediation, for people who don't know about what it is, it's a non-judgmental, confidential process in which mediators act as a go-between to reopen channels of communication between people involved in a dispute, helping to reach an agreement that is acceptable to both sides. So instead of going to court to resolve your dispute, you really sit down in a room with the person with whom you have a dispute, and you have two mediators there who help facilitate that process. It's cheaper, it's quicker, and it allows you control over the outcome because it's a voluntary process, and the idea is that you form an agreement that's acceptable to both parties.
And is there always two mediators in the room?
Yeah, we operate a co-mediation model. So when somebody contacts our service in relation to a dispute, we explain to them what the mediation process involves, and we encourage them to contact the other party with whom they're in a dispute with, or we will contact them directly. After that, we will assign two mediators to the case, and each of those mediators will meet with the clients individually first to, I suppose, hear their side of the story, and then they'll bring them together to a room, and really what they do is help them put their side of the story across, put their concerns across, and create a space that will allow them to reach a resolution.
And you were saying there that it's disputes kind of like, say, between siblings, partners, ex-partners and neighbours as well. Is there one that like kind of be more cases of, or is it kind of like, say, spread out evenly amongst them all?
No, I would say family mediation is our biggest type of dispute, and that really is all types of disputes that can occur in a family. So it can be, as you said, between siblings, it can be in relation to grandparents' access to their grandchildren, it can be in relation to siblings over the care of an elderly parent, or it can be between parents of a child where the parents have separated and they need to, I suppose, figure out things around access and maintenance and parenting plans. So family certainly would be our biggest case type, but we would also deal with disputes in the area of I suppose, neighbour disputes. And an example of that last year, for example, we work with the courts. We go into the Dublin District Court and the Bray Family Courts to provide information and take referrals. But we took a referral last year in relation to a neighbour dispute where it concerned the excessive barking of dogs in the evening. And one of the parties did shift work at night and it was affecting his sleep. And it had gotten so bad and the relationship had become so strained that court proceedings were instituted. The matter was referred to us by the court and the parties were happy to participate. And really what our mediators did was we assisted each party to explain their own situation and version of events, and each party heard the concerns of the other. And it was, you know, what happened in that case and what happens in many of our cases is once the person sits down in a room and hears, I suppose, the other person's side of the story and what the other person's concerns are, it often dissolves the dispute and people can come to an agreement that they can live with.
You were saying like you had the talks coming up and you've had a few obviously during the week because unfortunately it is a bit late into the week. So can you kind of give us a bit about what happens at the talks?
So the talks really are just to explain a bit like I'm doing here today what mediation actually is, because a lot of people don't know what it is, what it can be used for, and how to contact our service. You know, I'd really encourage people to use the service where they are in dispute with their neighbour, or their colleague or family member, because while the law is important and access to courts is really important for certain issues, where I suppose the relationship is really important, where you have a continuing relationship with a person because you live beside them or you work beside them or they are related to you, then sometimes the law isn't the best way to resolve a dispute, and sitting down together and have somebody facilitate that discussion is really the best way of getting there. So that's all the talks are about this week, and that's really why I'm here today. So I would encourage anybody who has a dispute or think mediation might be suitable for them to contact our service. Our number is 01 8477 804, and if you contact our service, we'll be able to explain again what mediation is and how it can help in relation to your case. And just to give an example of how often our service is used, last year we had a significant increase in demand for the mediation service. We were contacted in relation to 362 disputes, which was a 51% increase in the previous year. And of that 362 disputes, 154 of them proceeded to mediation. So that involved 40 volunteer mediators who delivered over almost 1,500 hours of free mediation services. So it's a great service out there. And, you know, when people are involved in disputes and are in tractable disputes, it really affects their quality of life. And I would encourage people to try and deal with it head on and to contact our service to see how we can assist. As I said, it's a free service, it's confidential and it's non-judgmental.
Can I get that number off you again, please?
Sure, it's 01 8477 804, and just to say, we provide mediation services in North Dublin, Wicklow and Limerick. So if you have a dispute in any of those areas, please do contact us. Alternatively, you can call up to our office. We're based on the first floor of the Northside Civic offices here in Coolock.
Is there also a website people can check out?
Sure, it's www.communitylawandmediation.ie.
Listen, Rose, thanks very much for sitting down and having a talk to me today about this, and hopefully it'll help out a lot of people who have to unfortunately go through this time that they need to rely on the community law and mediation to help them get through a difficult process.
Thanks very much, Carl.
Download the podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
Near FM.